You know, I expect the performance impact to be similar to what we see with, you know, avatars wearing rigged mesh objects today, where, you know, just the cost of having a skeleton is fairly low, as if it's not doing anything. You know, for example, when we added a lot more bones in Bento, we didn't really see a big impact just from the fact that the bones were there. But then, of course, if you've got a rigged mesh that is actually being animated with respect to a lot of bones, then the bones have to be driven and the rendering has to keep up with them and so forth. And, you know, that's where you see most of your performance impact. So, you know, the prediction would be that it's going to be fairly similar, but again, we don't really have any, you know, it's not far enough along to really get any numbers on it. You know, once things are farther along and we have Project Viewer, certainly we'll let people know and ask for feedback. Be happy to get some, you know, to get more eyeballs on it. You know, it's certainly not our intent to have something that, you know, it's super easy for somebody to go out and you know, spam 100 objects into the region and have all their friends do the same. But we just don't know enough about the performance impact yet to say exactly how we're going to try to regulate that. So, you know, it's just a little TBD at this point. You know, unlike an attachment, these are things that, you know, actually are objects in world, and so they will have a land impact associated with them. And if they're a new type of object or a you know, an object that's flagged as a new something, then we could potentially, you know, incorporate that information to modify the land impact, where, you know, it costs more to have an animated object than just a static object. Probably a reasonable thing to do, since it's certainly going to be more expensive to render. I don't have any objects to you know, do performance testing on yet. You know, all the prototyping is just viewer side so far. So once we have some you know, something more real that actually has a simulator behind it, and we can do some better controlled tests and try to assess kind of what the land impact should be.